This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Firefighters in Los Angeles appear to have the upper hand on a wildfire that has consumed more than 800 acres in Griffith Park. The 400-acre park is an L.A. landmark, home to the city's zoo and the famous Hollywood sign. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, hundreds of people are coming back to their homes after police evacuated neighborhoods around the park.
Sheila Heelan and Harry Koslowski live in a condo right at the edge of Griffith Park. They made it back home today and are very happy.
We're lucky we have electricity. Some people in the neighborhood, they still don't have electricity. But we're lucky that
we're
we do.
Really lucky.
And we have water and electricity.
Water, yeah.
And so it's good for us right now, hopefully.
It wasn't good last night. Firefighters battled hot, dry winds that whipped flames up to the doors of some of LA's oldest and most beautiful homes. Heelan says she heard the police bullhorn broadcasting the evacuation orders and saw the flames coming toward her home.
It was a ball of fire. Everything was just black smoke and ash everywhere. Your eyes were burning, and it was it was really, really scary.
Using water-dropping aircraft well into the night, firefighters saved homes. But the park wasn't as lucky. Animal welfare officials say the loss of wildlife is great. Hundreds of acres of vegetation and the park's cherished hiking trails have been obliterated. Resident Gabriel Gonzalez got past police barricades to check out the damage for himself.
Well, I kind of snuck up. You know, I parked my car all the way down there and just hiked.
It was really important to come?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to see what happened.
The actor and producer lives nearby and hikes the trails every day with his dog, Laika.
You know, I believe, I'm a spiritual guy, I believe sometimes you got to burn things and kind of start fresh. But this is just sad, you know, that's the bottom line.
Probably the saddest guy in the park is L.A. City Councilman Tom Labonge. Griffith Park is not only in his district, it's been in his life since he was a kid.
You know, I think over a fourth of the park has been destroyed in this fire, and they still haven't stopped it. And it's sad to see. This is the worst fire since 1961.
Labonge remembers watching that fire as a boy through his bedroom window. He says thankfully the major landmarks like the Griffith Observatory, the LA Zoo, and the Autry Museum made it through just fine. But he says it's going to be years to bring the park back to life.
This is horrible. But we'll all band together and we'll help replant and reforest and re-beautify what is the park's and the city's greatest joy, Griffith Park.
Fire officials don't know how the blaze started. Last night, they said they were talking with a person of interest who was found burned nearby the origin of the fire. But today, authorities say the 20-year-old man who was taken to a local hospital with second-degree burns is no longer a suspect. Now, attention is toward putting the blaze out. With a record heat wave gripping the region and more of the same forecast for tomorrow, L.A. Fire Chief Douglas Berry says there are still a lot of challenges ahead for firefighters today.
Well, the biggest challenge is the terrain itself. It's very steep terrain, which means it's very difficult for ground crews to get in and do the mop-up that's necessary.
What's the best thing you have in your
favor?
The
best thing is no wind, very little wind. That's the best thing.
If weather conditions cooperate, Chief Berry says he hopes to have total containment of the Griffith Park fire within the next 24 hours. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.